It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency brake of the week. And it is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one came to us from that awesome TNT crew. I guess they were doing some Nick highlights last night, and it showed people walking out of the arena. Charles Barkley thought it was funny, and then had the rest of the crew thought it was funny that he went ahead and dropped an S-bomb.
I was talking to Spike Lee All-Star Weekend. He's dying to get kicked out of the Garden. He don't want to watch this.
Whoa, easy.
I'm sorry.
Easy. Maybe you were saying that because you saw Porzingis.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Porzingis came back.
FCC, send me the bill. I'll pay for that one.
I'm bad. I apologize.
Porzingis turned the ankle.
Sorry, David Levy.
Wrong black friend.
Shaq's laugh is just the best, isn't it? That's okay, FCC. I'll pay for that one. Way to go, Charles. I apologize.
See, could they have let that go because they're cable, just like the Mavericks let Derek Harper's?
I guess they'd be okay.
S-bombs?
Yeah, I guess they'd be okay. But it still was pretty shocking to the crew. This was a little shocking, and this is just amazing, isn't it, that TC can derail a show just by sneezing or coughing. And I guess he always has his microphone on during bad radio. I don't know. I guess just so we can have moments like this.
Even the voice of the NBA, Marv Albert, had seen enough. Here is Marv during the game. During a time when, for sure, you had tuned out.
Mike's on.
What is that?
The UTC?
I guess it's been on since the last ticker.
Did you turn on your mic to sneeze?
Bless you.
No.
I lead a very quiet life in here.
Bless you.
It could have been worse.
Oh, my. Okay, here. Here's Marv during the game in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so he accidentally left his mic on after the ticker, right?
Yeah, I guess. Although I think he always keeps it on.
I think it sounded like an accident.
Jeez!
Gosh.
No one sneezes and coughs into a microphone that seems to be on more than TC.
Yeah, he'll do it during a ticker.
Right. Yeah, he will never turn off his mic, sneeze, and then turn it back on. Yeah, those are just some of the hacks and coughs over the years. So there's TC. He is back as candidate number two. Let's go ahead and hear that one more time.
Even the voice of the NBA, Marv Albert, had seen enough. Here is Marv during the game. During a time when, for sure, you had tuned out.
Mike's on.
What is that?
Is that UTC?
I guess it's been on since the last ticker.
Did you turn on your mic to sneeze?
Bless you.
No.
I lead a very quiet life in here.
Bless you.
It could have been worse.
Oh, my. Okay, here. Here's Marv during the game.
Does TC give a high energy explanation when he's asking about something?
Never. Naturally, for energy life.
TC Oswald.
No one asks me that. All right, there's TC, candidate number two. Candidate number three, we always think this is funny when someone gets bubble throat. I don't know what causes this, but it happens to all of us at some point. It happened to Corby years ago, and this has turned into a big drop.
Did you like it?
He had a really bad case of bubble throat. Well, it happened to Mike Saroy on a Norm and Donnie show this week, and it stopped them down.
By the way, during the break, we will expect all of you to take those few minutes to silently say prayers of thanks that we didn't get Dwight Howard.
Boy, that's the truth.
That is the absolute truth.
If you guys care, basketball-minded internet is leaning toward this being a heist in the favor of the Mavs.
Dallas?
It's being received very well from our side of things.
And people that makes you a little hesitant. Yeah, you okay, Mr. Field? You all right?
I did get a bubble threat there.
Basketball like internet.
And that makes you pause a tad.
All right, listen to this isolated
here. Sound like he was in Wizard of Oz Lollipop Guild.
If you guys care, basketball-minded internet is leaning toward this being a heist.
If you guys care.
If you guys care, basketball-minded internet is leaning toward this being a heist.
God, that's funny. And you can tell afterwards he halted a little bit because even he was wondering what just happened with his voice.
But man, he wrote it out. He went
yeah,
for a while.
He did. That's the longest I think I've heard someone talking bubble throat. All right, let's hear the whole thing one more time there, Jerry.
By the way, during the break, we will expect all of you to take those few minutes to silently say prayers of thanks that we didn't get Dwight Howard.
Boy, that's the truth.
Jeez.
That is the absolute truth.
If you guys care, basketball-minded internet is leaning toward this being a heist in the favor of the Mavs.
Dallas?
It's being received very well from our side of things.
And
people
that makes you
it.
A little hesitant. Yeah, you okay, Mr. Field? You all right?
I did get a bubble threat there.
Basketball
like
internet.
It?
And that makes you...
What a mess.
Of course, he got hit with that.
Did you like it?
Oh, God.
In case you
Did
guys you like are wondering, it? I represent the Lollipop Guild.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Charles Barkley, T.C., or Mike Saroy, 888-787-1310. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Quick Tongue Giorgio. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got these cans of AIDS repellent for your big sex party tonight.
Okay, stop with that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, first, can I get some expert advice from the Jubinator?
Okay.
Me and this fine piece of stranger are trying to ensure that we conceive a boy. I was told that you may have some advice for me.
What is that?
You were the one bragging about how to conceive a male child.
I've never bragged about
you
that.
You would have to do it in a less than human, more canine type.
All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Nah. Can you turn your mic off in there?
Is there? Okay, there's a TC vote in there. There's Dan. Still trying to tell him to turn his mic off. Hi, you're on the ticket.
She votes for Chuck.
What?
Charles Barkley.
Oh, Chuck. No. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to defer my vote to the fake Charles Manson.
Man, I ain't going to vote. I'm going to vote by voting for everyone and no one at the same time because they both exist inside your mind.
You can't ask him to vote responsibly.
There's only one person in this room, and that's you and me.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George, as you know, there's still diamonds on Uranus.
I've heard that, yes. That's it? Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, when T.C. sneezed, I turned to my friend and I said, I wonder what kind of daddy he would be. And my friend said, he'd be the only daddy that'll walk the line.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Cannonball Dunham's vaginal slice.
La, 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 la. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Say that?
Can't say that, sir. Can't say that. You know it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hayden Goss Motors, this is Bob. BSBB, BSBB.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, shout out to my hero, Craig Powerballs Miller, and give me God's e-break, T.C. Fleming.
Okay.
Thanks for using my nickname.
Calling that, and that is not T.C.'s nickname. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Force.
It's TC.
TC vote there.
I forgot. Horse.
Oh, excuse me. I'd love to hear that audio again.
Yeah, me too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, bitches. What's going on?
Hey!
Just vote.
Hey, I'm going to come over and kick your ass right now, George.
Okay, just vote, would you?
Okay, I'll vote.
All right, sir.
That's it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Junior.
Oh, hello.
Vaginal slice, born boy.
Oh, hate you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Vote for Charles Barkley. That was some funny.
Okay. Don't say anything else.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Ticket 13?
Yep.
Hey, we'd like to invite you and your listeners to go to gobowling.com. You can print out a free coupon for a round of golf.
Too Tall Jones callback.
Confusing copy point for sure. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I think it's great you guys granted TC's Make-A-Wish, but does he have to die to go off the air?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Don't say that. I'm not going to count that vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Female Chop Death Death?
No. No, yeah. No. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Vote.
Am I on my radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, News. I want to vote for one T.C. Fleming. Just so you know, ladies.
And finally, we have ourselves a winner. I'm surprised Mike didn't do better with Bubble Throat there, but all right, T.C. wins.
Even the voice of the NBA, Marv Albert, had seen enough. Here is Marv during the game, during a time when, for sure, you had tuned out.
Mike's on.
What is that?
Is that UTC?
I guess it's been on since the last ticker.
Turn on your mic to sneeze.
Bless you.
I lead a very quiet life in here.
Bless you.
It could have been worse.
Oh, my. Okay, here's Marv during the game.
How many wins is that for TC?
The guy's the Muhammad Ali of e-breaks. He's won three of the last 5 weeks.
Wow. Incredible.
Hi, TC.
All right, just for you, Gordo, here is a TC flashback. This is when he said force in a really strange voice. And Monty's doing tickers. You're up here during this, weren't you? Money.
When TC had devil voice. This.
Yeah, and he had no time to stop down. I wanted to break it down, but he wanted to move on.
Unless the board or the committee keeps Alabama in the top four. Excuse me, top four still.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I was trying to talk through it. If they keep him in the top four, then that's the only way the SEC has a championship team.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. If someone all of a sudden starts talking like Darth Vader, I'm going to break that down,
what
too.
What happened?
He got possessed by the devil all of a sudden.
Horse. And little horns popped out.
Regonk force.
Yeah, when it turned into Regonk force.
And then I'm on my way.
That was just the best.